spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
So who is trademarking their children's names? That would be three of the Kardashian sisters.
Of course.
In stereo. That was good.
Isn't it right?
Okay, so Kim and Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner have all filed paperwork to trademark their kids' names. So that would be the three kids... for Kim, Khloe's daughter, and Kylie's daughter. So that's all the kids that are getting their names trademarked. They want to be able to use them in various financial endeavors like clothing lines, toys, skincare products, whatever. The notable missing sister here is Courtney, who's got three kids that are older than most of the other girls' kids. And so I'm just wondering if she's like over the whole thing where she's just like, she's the oldest daughter. She's like, you know what? I don't need to trademark my kids' names. I don't need to do an endeavor with them. I'm cool.
I feel like when you have a family like that, you're going to have that one that is done with, like, they don't need to make any more money. Like, they've made all their money. They're still making money for keeping up with the Kardashians.
And they don't feel the need to hustle so hard.
Exactly. They're like, listen, we got millions of dollars. I've invested in real estate. I'm good.
Yeah.
Whereas the others are like, money size!
Money. That's what they say.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to trademark my kid names. That's what they said.
Okay. They're going to just start. Every time they see their kids, you hear Cardi B's money come out of the speaker somewhere.
Especially since it's like, money. And that's what they're going to do. But I feel like those, like when it comes to all of the Kardashians, I feel like Courtney is pretty low on the hustle game. And actually, she's my, I think, one of my favorites. I don't even watch the show, but she would be my favorite if I had to pick. Mm. And then followed by Khloe. But I feel like she doesn't need to be so much in that rat race. She's like, I'm trying to live. My kids are a little older. It takes more of my time. I got to do stuff.
So, listen, I'm about to say, if you're worth, I don't even know how much she's worth. Let's say $60 million or $50 million or whatever.
Million.
I mean, at that point, you're living off of interest. If you're not living above your means, you buy some real estate property, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You have to keep hustling.
That's what I feel like she's doing. So anyway, her kids will not be trademarked. Also wanted to give you the heads up. Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe is taking a lot of heat for her nails, of all things. She decided that she is sick of all the naysayers because she's pretty known for her long acrylic nails.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually posted a picture of her latest ones on the Hot 101.5 Instagram. So if you want to go take a look at them. But what's happening is there's a lot of mom shaming going on. She says, she's gotten comments on her post like, pretty, but how do you take care of a baby with those long nails? And someone says, guess she isn't changing a lot of diapers. And so Khloe's like, listen, of all the things that you could worry about, this is not one of them. This is one that you don't need to worry about. So she said she's taking care of her just fine, just like she takes care of herself. I don't know. Like, I say do what you want to do because I have, like, longish nails now. Definitely not the length of hers.
Right.
But what really used to get me when my daughter was little in a car seat, you cannot unbuckle the car seat with those nails.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't. Because you have to push on it the right, like the exact right way. And I just feel like that would be the one thing. But then again, she's probably got a driver that drives her everywhere. So she could be like, come unbuckle this kid.
So we have to realize that their lifestyle is completely different from how we live.
And I don't think that her daughter is neglected in any way.
No. It's just different. I mean, listen, if I could have somebody buckle my seatbelt, I would. And I'm not even a toddler, girl. I'll pay somebody. Listen, if I was worth that much money, I would have them doing everything for me, okay?
You might as well. You might as well.
What else are you going to spend your money on?
More stuff.
Exactly.
More things.
Just hiring people.
Hire people. Because I would like to pay. I would pay people handsomely if I had the money to be like to do stuff for me. I would have somebody standing behind me doing my hair right now if I could. Even if they just want to massage my scalp because, you know, that gives me the tingles and the jingles. If they want to just come in here and do that, I would be all for it.
Okay, with
it. I'll pay you. And finally, Chrissy Teigen revealed that she and John Legend recently filmed an episode of Family Feud, which I love. So she posted a photo of herself wearing her little dress, laughing. And she says, I can't say if we won or lost Family Feud, but we definitely brought a flask. I definitely chipped a tooth, and there was definitely a record set.
I have never watched a full episode of Family Feud, but please believe I'll be watching that one.
Yeah. It's the best game show ever.
Ever?
I used to watch it with my parents all the time. My mom and I would go back and forth. I would always win, of course. But that is a fun game.
Oh.
I used to play the computer game on DOS back in the day.
DOS?
That's not the same. Yeah. It is Steve Harvey.
He doesn't know what DOS is.
I have no idea what that is.
Anyone who's over 30, you know, okay?
Okay, hashtag. All right, that is What's Hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hashtag
Now. Here's today's hot song of the day.
This is hashtag money right now. You're listening for Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. That is the hot song of the day. As soon as you hear, be caller 20 at 877-999-1015. You're going to walk away with $500. We're going to play it between 8 and 8:15. All right, right now it is 7:06, and this segment was almost dead in the water after last night's episode of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Scotty the Body actually texted me last night and said, I'm pissed at Colton. He's stupid.
We need
to know what happened on The Bachelor last night.
It got crazy fast.
Seriously, what had Scott so upset? Maybe you're upset too if you watched it. We're going to find out what his Bachelor update in two songs on Hot 101.5.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.